Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host.
Okay. So, on the day this comes out, I'm going to be doing one of two things. Well, three things mostly, maybe. Travelling to Brighton for Test Bash. Running around packing before heading out, travelling to Test Bash because I haven't packed the night before because I'm lazy. Or panicking about getting to Brighton in some way, whether that's panicking so I haven't navigated the London Underground by myself in literally a decade, whether it's because I've never been to Brighton before and I've got to walk from the train station to the Premier Inn. General panicking slash excitement will happen and will be happening when you listen to this. Also, it is a 4-hour train journey from Manchester to Brighton via London. What the hell? So I have to like go down to London Euston, then get a tube and then get another train. Not happy about that. But whatever. I've booked tickets and Virgin better be good at giving me a forward facing table seat. I am going to get some stuff done on this massive ass train journey. Or I guess I'll be at Test Bash in some form, depending on when you listen to it. If you are at Test Bash and for some reason you're listening to this, maybe on the travel down or whatever, come find me. I'm still hoping to get some field recording done. I will be there with my microphone, short, wide-eyed woman with dark purple hair, and I will be wearing a geeky t-shirt. Find me. I will also have stickers. Let's talk about test stickers and business cards. And I'm sure I'll probably be trying to give some away because I haven't actually managed to do that. I've given one sticker away since I printed them and received them in January. So come at me if you want one. And I do actually have a show as well as me going on about Test Bash. I was reading a post on Positivity that I will link in the show notes by a tester whose name I have no idea how to pronounce. Maret? She's doing a workshop before Test Bash on collaborative testing. Anyway, she wrote a blog post about Positivity, which is something that I haven't spoken about yet, and it's something I think about a lot because I like to think I'm pretty good at pointing out the positives of the work I test and the people I work with, as well as like logging bugs and pointing out issues, because I feel that while passing a story is a good thing and it's like, yay, this is passed, it's not quite as equal as rejecting a story. Like, there's more attention obviously drawn, because it needs to be drawn, to a rejection story than there is a passing a story. So it kind of happens that fanfare, unless I make fanfare, and obviously you don't do that for every story that you've passed, because there are small ones that are routine and it would be a bit condescending and weird and take up time. But when something has been tricky and I know that people have been struggling with it, or if something works really well and it's really slick, then I will try to praise that work that's been done. In general, when I want to compliment something, I'll try and do that first, because I know that I'll get distracted at bugs and the devs will start thinking about how to fix the bugs and what could be causing them, and we'll get so far down the line that I'll just forget that I wanted to compliment people on the work that they've done. And I want to be positive because no one likes being told only bad things, and I know I'm really bad at it, and I always have been. I learned when I was proofreading fiction for a friend of mine. I get so lost in things I've picked up, you know, whether it be typos or things like that, that I would forget to say the stuff that I did like. And obviously fiction's very personal and it's very hard to hear those things, and it's not the same as coding. It is still work that you've done. And it is still personal, so I learned very early on to start with the good and then go into the bad, and I do the same with work as well. But you don't want to be overbearing or condescending either. So there's a balance there. Sometimes when we're deep in a sprint and I'm testing, I'll just do status updates in the HipChat room, just looks good, not seeing any obvious bugs passed. And it's just as much a status update as anything else, because I know when it gets close to crunch time, everyone's a bit panicky. And I'm also so used to that look of fear slash resignation on a developer's face when I walk over to them carrying my laptop, that sometimes it's nice for them to know that things are going well and he said, no, it's fine. I just need to ask a question or I'm coming over with something completely unrelated. And I'm really lucky that sometimes the devs compliment me, which is nice. Just last week, I was getting a status update and mentioned a small bug that I'd found, and the dev who'd done the work was like, oh, I didn't think of that. That's a good catch. And it's a good feeling. It just kind of brings it home that we're part of a team and we're working together to make good software. It's not me as QA against them as devs. We're a proper team. And I think that positivity also helps with the negativity, because obviously sometimes you have to say, no, this is just broken. I don't know what has happened, but it is broken. And sometimes it's not even there, it's a deployment issue, but because we don't know that at the time, I have to go, yeah, I can't actually test this at all, I can't get to this point. And I think having that balance means that the bad stuff doesn't sound as bad as it could be if I was just doom and gloom all the time. At least I like to think so anyway. And that's why I think you need to be positive as anyone, really. But especially when a big chunk of your job is telling people that you found an issue with their work. And double especially if you believe, as a lot of people do, that coding is and developing is a creative pursuit. Because creativity is highly personal. And you're basically telling them that that's wrong. And or they've made a mistake, or it's not as good as it could be. And so that's something that you have to be careful with. Because no one likes being told that something that they've been creative about and it's very personal is wrong. And yeah, they shouldn't take it personally, but sometimes you can't help but take it personally because that's how humans work. But if you've got that teamwork there and you've got those foundations there, then I like to think it doesn't sting so much, maybe. Some of the people I work with who listen to this and tell me that I'm wrong. Who knows? I'm going to wrap it up here. Think of me, listeners, panicking in some way while you listen to this. And hopefully I will actually be seeing some of you soon if I haven't already. And I'll be back next week, business as normal. Possibly with some stuff from Test Bash, possibly not. We'll see how it goes. But either way, there will be an episode. Have a great week. Bye.